Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thing on, John. Did you load that intro right?
Oh, John, that's
laugh with me.
That ain't it, John.
Welcome to the show. First episode, Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. This is a long time coming in my brain, not necessarily in actuality, but in my brain. This is a long time coming, but here we are. It's me. It's my producer, Johnny Palermo. He's in the back. You won't hear from him much. He does grunt from time to time. No big deal. Good fella. We're here. It's the idea of the show. It's just kind of free-flowing. We're going to have guests. Today, it's just Jeremy, but we're going to have guests from time to time, and we're just going to talk, and we're going to find the humor in life that is so hard to grab sometimes. I'm like your poor man's Ryan Seacrest. I've got like five jobs now, so we'll kind of hit on all those different things throughout the episodes, but today, it's like, why did this show happen, and what's it really about? And it kind of came to me when I was at Barnes & Noble, and I found this book, and it was on one of the promo tables, and it's written by Kat Timpf, and it's called You Can't Joke About That. And it really got me thinking about how right now, especially work, you know, I work in one of my mini gigs is working in retail, and the last few years has been kind of tough to the retail worker, just because life's been tough for a lot of folks. And there's things that used to be funny to people that now you can't really joke about because it just kind of hits a nerve, and it really made me think. And her book is actually about how you can joke about everything. Everything needs to find humor in order to not be taken too seriously. It's just really, it's about tact and it's about angle. I didn't read the book, so I hope I nailed it. I did flip through it. I did read the preview, you know, on the cover, on the inside cover. Sounds awesome. I do intend on reading it someday, but I'm kind of backlogged. I am trying to finish Jurassic Park that I started about 8 years ago on a vacation, and I thought it was so cool. I'm on vacation. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill. I got pretty close to finishing the book, and I haven't gone back. I've purchased many books since then. I mean, I just said I was at Barnes & Noble recently. I didn't finish it. I do intend on going back to this one, though. I mean, I'm starting a podcast based off it. And, Kat Timpf, You Can't Joke About That. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's true. There's things that people, the smallest things, people would just get a little too sensitive about. Just Sunday, yesterday. So today's Monday. It was Sunday. I'm at the grocery store. I practically live there. Okay, that's one of my mini gigs. And I'm leaving. So since I work at the grocery store, I'm not buying large baskets of groceries generally. It's like a lot, few things here and there since I'm at the store every day, right? So my list yesterday was toilet paper, okay, and then champagne because it's Sunday, right? I mean, so I grabbed those two things and I'm walking up to the register and I got, you know, three, four different people going, oh, look at that combo. Oh, just the essentials only, huh, Jeremy? Like, yeah, it kind of was. You know, I needed the toilet paper because I got to wipe my ass. And I got Crohn's disease, so it's like sometimes it's not always solid. And there's a lot going on there, right? So I got to make sure I have toilet paper. Not just for the folks in my home, but especially for myself. I'm going to be selfish on that one. We will have toilet paper. But then champagne. I mean, it's Sunday, right? It's like, oh, what are you celebrating? Well, it's Sunday. Okay, we live in. So champagne Sunday is a thing around this place. But so I grabbed the two things. Jokes galore, right? As people are walking up, just hitting me with liners. Some people these days would take that, I guess not in lightheartedness, they would take offense. They would put their head down. They'd head straight to the register. And they leave the grocery store scarred for life. I'm not me. Not me. You can joke about that with me, man. Cat Timpf, if you want to joke about toilet paper and champagne being on my grocery list yesterday, go right ahead. You certainly can. And in exchange, I'll promote your book that I haven't read, but I will. Johnny, I was in Lincoln, Nebraska the other night. Did two shows. 20 minutes. First time I've ever done 20 minutes on stage.
On stage, then.
Johnny, you're crazy, man. But no, Lincoln, Nebraska. A good place to be. A place I'd like to go back to soon. It's football season, and I'm feeling pretty good about the Huskers this year. I was just looking at the line on Betfred Sportsbook, which you can download today, and as long as your state is legal, gamble responsibly. But Nebraska, the line is 6.5. I definitely feel like this is the year we break the streak of not going to a bowl game, the longest of the Power 5 conference, by the way. Not quite a streak we're used to in Nebraska, but still, I think this is the year. I mean, I love what Coach Rule's got going. He's getting the culture change. Players seem enjoy to play for him, and we'll see what happens on the 31st at Minnesota. But I definitely feel like the defense is going to be improved. The offense is going to be explosive in ways that we thought it was going to be the last few years, and it wasn't. We've got playmakers. I definitely see that. It's going to come down to the offensive line, the defensive line, and there's going to be changes there. I think there's going to be fluidity throughout the season to see who's performing and who's holding up, and it's going to be enough. I definitely feel like this year we make a move, become bowl eligible, and that's step one, right? That's step one. So the over of 6.5 I love for Nebraska this season. I'm bullish on them. I definitely feel like 2023 is going to be a heck of a ride. But I was doing stand-up. I did 20 minutes, first time, and two shows. Opened for Anthony Rogers from Missouri. Fantastic guy. He rolls up in his tour bus, which is a school bus that he renovated on the inside. I chilled in the beanbag for a little bit and got to know him a little bit, him and his wife, and they're awesome. With a hope to be able to see him and work with him again someday down the line. But if you're not familiar with Anthony Rogers, definitely Google him. He's on everything. He's got his own channel on Roku. He's got a podcast that he hosts, a YouTube show. He's doing stand-up almost every day of the week all over the country. So Anthony Rogers, make sure to look him up. He's hilarious. Had the opportunity to open for him. First show, did awesome. Best 20 minutes I've ever done in my life. Had some good chunks in there that was getting more comfortable with, and some jokes that landed. The second one was interesting, though, because it wasn't so much that it was the worst set like of my life. I mean, it was painful. I'm just going to be honest. It was painful. It was the first time I dealt with heckling. And I haven't gone back through the tape on that one yet, but once I do, I'm definitely going to throw some audio of that up on the podcast, because I mean, it is fun, and it is something that will happen and you have to encounter, and you can make the most of it. So we'll definitely, once I can go back and watch, I'll definitely put some of that audio up. But now the first show was fantastic, and in between, you know, what's interesting is, let's take Matt Rife, for example. He's the hottest comic out there right now, right? When his fans come up to him, you know, after the show or outside of a show, they're probably people who are just very infatuated with him. He's a, you know, young, good-looking dude, and it's like, hey, you know, there are a lot of screaming girls, probably. That's his fans, right? That's the people who are going to see his comedy. And I think it's based on the types of jokes you tell. It's got to be. because I tell jokes about Crohn's disease because I have Crohn's disease. So there's some poop jokes in there. And so in between sets in Lincoln, that's what I got. I got the bartender coming up to me, and you know, he's got irritable bowel syndrome as well. So we chatted up about that and laughed about that. So, you know, those are kind of the conversations I have with fans after shows. It's usually about poop and stomach cramps. And so it's quite the fan base. I don't know if there's any marketing possibilities in that. Maybe the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation could get involved. I don't know. I'm just saying there's a difference. It's got to be with the type of jokes you tell. It's got to be, right? So I think I'm going to change it up, you know, just a little bit and try to cater to some of the younger fans a little bit. Maybe I too can have some of that younger fan base. Johnny, act like I'm at the club right now, and I'm going to try out maybe a little edgier comedy for you, okay? Hey, my wife's here tonight. Yep. She's my biggest fan. Probably my only fan. No, seriously, she runs my OnlyFans. It's called Mama Got That Funny In Her. It's where I do a tight five inside her tight. Today's show is brought to you by Cat Temp's brand new book, You Can't Joke About That. Not only is today's show brought to you by Cat Temp's book, it's also the inspiration of the format of this very podcast. If you haven't read the book, neither have I, but it's available in bookstores everywhere, which means Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure if there's any other bookstores left, and if there is, I'm not so sure they're carrying this book, but the point of the matter is everything can be joked about. We just need some tact, right? It's all about the angle. Let's lighten up and let's laugh a little bit. Cat Temp's brand new book, You Can't Joke About That, Why Everything is Funny, Nothing is Sacred, We're All in This Together, available in the one bookstore left, Barnes & Noble, available now. And back to the show. So I was Google searching Cat Temp here, getting ready for that incredible ad read. Turns out she's an okay follow on Twitter as well. Here's one that was most recent. I don't know if fat bottom girls make the rockin' world go round, but they are definitely a major part of the Miami economy. And really, end quote. So really, that is fair. Never been to Miami, never read her book, but I can only assume based off the title of her book and based off that latest tweet that she knows what she's talking about. Everything I've ever seen, everything I've ever heard kind of adds up to what she's spitting. I guess she's also, let's see, she's an American libertarian columnist, television personality, reporter, and a comedian. I have never heard of her before seeing this book, so really, kudos Barnes & Noble. You've put somebody new on the radar for me. Apparently, she does pretty well. She'll hop on the Fox News Channel from time to time as a regular panelist slash co-host of Gutfeld. It's Gutfeld! Exclamation point. So you can't just Fox News Channel's Gutfeld. Yeah, another Fox News show. So she's on Fox. I really have to re-examine my commitment to pushing this talent now. Isn't that sad how you can see someone's associated with, you know, a news channel, per se, and instantly be disappointed? Instantly disappointed. Instantly changes my opinion. Now I wish I'd have read the book before I start pumping it out. Johnny, I don't know about you, but driving lately during the summer drives me crazy, right? I mean, this is supposed to be the time that you are excited. You get the windows down, you get the music up, and you're just going. You're carefree. Not me, though. I'm driving and I got to slow down when I'm trying to get from point A to point B because people want to look over at the side of the road and see what's going on whenever there's a car stopped. Well, there's nothing going on, sir. There is nothing going on that you haven't already lived yourself. Flat tires. Maybe the car just isn't working anymore. Maybe you just need to pull over because you have a emergency of some type. There's nothing to see. Maybe the police pulled you over. Come on, we've all had that, right? Police pulled us over, speeding ticket, missed the turn, something, right? Why do you have to slow down to look? What if we just kept going at our own pace so we could get to where we're going in an appropriate amount of time? No, we have to stop to look and see what's up. I don't know what you're looking for. There's honestly only one thing that could ever possibly slow me down when I'm driving, when there's something on the side of the road that would be worth looking at. I told the audience at the back line all about it recently. Johnny, can you roll that? No, not that one. Johnny. No, the back line. The Omaha Comedy Club. Yes, please. Johnny. Okay, yes.
That was slowing down. The best thing you can do is just go about your way and not look, right? But if you were going to stop and look at something, and there's really only one thing that could stop me, is if I was driving and I looked over the side and saw a titty pop out, I'm stopping. I'm slowing down. I'm slowing down. Watching titties because they're not one size fits all. I mean, you've seen one, you've seen them all. They're all shapes and sizes, right? If I see a titty popping, I am absolutely slowing down. But I see you're putting your head down. I'm sorry. I should have been more politically correct. If I'm driving up and I see a wardrobe malfunction,
oh, there you go,
and the titty pops out, I'm slowing down. That's my time. Thank you very much, everybody.
Johnny, that's the right clip, but you're still running.
Still out for Jeremy.
Thank you. I tell you what, Johnny, if I saw you on the side of the road as I was driving, and your mantiti popped out, I'm gonna keep driving. I am not slowing down. You can't get the right clips. The intro was all messed up. I don't understand what exactly we talked about. Like, I even wrote notes. Like, I have note after note after note. Here's what you do here, and here's what you do here, and then I'm going to talk, and I'm going to be like, bloop, 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 cat, Tim, and then you play the intro and the clips. I mean, there was one clip. We played one clip, Johnny. One clip today. What are you going to do when we have guests? Like, I refuse to have you come in here and grunt and just be embarrassing. Right? Like, is this what you want to do with your time, Johnny? I don't know, man. I don't know if it's worth your time. This is not a cost-cutting move by me, by letting you go, buddy. I'm just, I mean, you're not getting paid. We had one ad and I made it up. Cat Temp did not sponsor this episode. Just want to throw that out there, but in case you were interested, she did have a book that just came out. I haven't read it yet, but it might be worth your time. You can't joke about that. Why everything is funny, nothing is sacred, and we're all in this together. Johnny didn't even go to the Barnes & Noble to look at the book cover with me. I had to go myself. I sent him the picture. He didn't respond back, so then I had to send him a picture of me being sad so that he knew, hey, you might want to respond to this. And he goes, who's Cat Tenth? I'm like, I don't know, but she wrote this book and it caught my attention at the Barnes & Noble. So that's where we're at. I don't know, man. Honestly, Johnny, if you didn't do this, I don't know who would. So the beauty of it is you don't say anything, and that's what I wanted, because we're going to have guests, and it should just be me and them, right? Not Rooney producer Johnny Palermo, you know, chirping in, talking about whatever it is you do. John, are you playing me out? You don't get to play the song and play me out. This is the one thing you do correctly. You play the outro. and it's when I'm in the midst of talking. Johnny, you do not get to play me out. I will decide when to play me out, and this is actually a pretty good time. So if you could play the outro song, that would be great. Next time, we're going to have a guest. Maybe two. Who knows? We'll see if this thing doesn't get shut down after the first episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you listen to this point, if you listened all the way through, I owe you a beer. Make sure to call me out on that on Twitter. It's at JO from Nebraska, or you can find me on Instagram at Just Jeremy Media. We've got a new episode of I can't even get the name of the show right. It's Laugh With Me, podcast with Jeremy Odom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.